The ball currently is at the 35-yard line of Harbor Beach. And all the officials look to the right, look to the left, look back to the right. And there's the signal. Chop block, indeed, against USA, pushing this one back from the spot of the foul, 10 yards. The foul was at the 31-yard line, pushing it back to the 41-yard line now. Brings back.
Speaking of food here, I'll tell you what. If you go to the Harbor Beach cafeteria led by Kathy Cook and company, you can make some excellent choices there. And I would like all the schools to get together and try to make correct choices for our youth. How do you like that, Clark?
It works for me, I suppose. This is a handoff to number 25, Tim Zhu, once again. And he's caught about 2 yards after the line of scrimmage. Gain of 2, according to the spot 3. He's out to the 38-yard line.
Lukowski and number 7, Derek Buff.
Brings up 3rd and 15 for USA.
The Pirates lead in this one 21 to nothing with 8:37 to go. And right now, the Patriots are trying to make a little difference in this one. Just like if you were going to Signature Bank.
If you're looking for a hometown community bank, make it Signature Bank and see the difference a local bank can make. Two receivers to the left, man in motion. Now two receivers to the left and a man in the backfield. This is a handoff, though, to the man in the backfield. That's number 25, Tim Zhu. Pushes ahead for about 4 yards, brought down by number 45, Sloan Klatsky of Harbor Beach. And short of the first down by 11 yards, brings up 4th down.
So the Patriots are going to make a decision, which I don't think they have to. I would be going for it. We want to thank whoever brought the fish in up to the booth. It's excellent.
Yes, indeed. So it's 4th and 11 at the 35-yard line of Harbor Beach as a USA player is trying to get a jersey on. It appears that he's changing numbers.
Uh-oh.
We now have a 54 on the sidelines. And this is a pitch out to number 28, Brandon Harper, on 4th down. Gets ahead for about 5 yards, but plenty short of the first down. It's going to be a changeover downs. Gain of 6 for Brandon Harper and the Patriots, but not enough for a first down. So turnover down to the 31-yard line. It's Harbor Beach ball. They have 69 yards for a touchdown.
I would have expected a little different type of play on that. They threw a quick pitch. You can throw a quick pitch and throw a pass, but they were 4th and long, and it really showed that you had to pass the football there, Clark.
Yes, indeed. 1st and 10 for the Pirates. Now moving left to right across your radio. Two men in the backfield. Slot receiver to the right and the tight end to the right. This is a hand, nice craft unit for himself, and it's actually passed to the left side. I can't see a number on that.
22, Clark, it looks like.
Number 22, that's a new receiver for Kraft. I lost.
Colapart.
Number 22, Colbert. Gavin Colbert, a tight end, 6'2" senior for the Pirates, and they move the ball ahead all the way down to the 44-yard line in Patriot territory. That's a gain of about 20.
And that's next to our score, which is 21, and the Pirates lead in this one 21 to nothing. Just like the hunting season is underway, go to Randy's Hunting Center. That's right, where they have everything you would like.
So a 20-yard pass and catch and carry for Colbert from Kraft. Kraft is 2 for 2 on the night. And this is a handoff to number 45, Sloan Klatsky. He gets out for 10 yards and then about 5 more. Finally brought down the 30-yard line. 1st and 10, once again for the Pirates. These are those big plays we were talking about, Ron, that just Harbor Beach has done all season long.
Right, and Mascaro made the hit for the Patriots. And Sloan Klatsky has improved since we've seen him in week 2. He's running hard, and he's running with authority. When we saw him, he was able to outrun everybody, but now with contact, you're seeing him a little bit, and he's the punishing runner.
Again, there's slot receiver to the right. Kraft's going to keep this one to the left. He's right to the left sideline. Gets ahead, breaks 3 tackles, and finally forced out of bounds way down at the 15-yard line, but there's a flag way back on the 29-yard line. This is probably going to be a holding against Harbor Beach.
I believe it was... For the Pirates, it was Derek Puff who had somebody locked up over there on that side, just like he didn't want him to get away from. And just like, a deer, when you get him in your sights, you don't want him to get away from you. And where do you go to get equipment?
I'm going to guess Randy Sunnysetter.
You got it.
Okay. So it's going to be 10 yards back from the spot of the foul. Excuse me, from the line of scrimmage. So that, don't even think about that last play. And it's going to be first and 10 for the, first and 20 for the Pirates. As they are pushed all the way back to the 39-yard line. Now in USA territory with 6:24 remaining in the second quarter. 21-0 Harbor Beach. The slot receiver Ginther to the right. Two men in the backfield. Kraft is under center. Looking back to pass. Has a great pocket. This is launched out to the right hatch to number 47, Aaron Ginther.
Oh,
leaps out and dives for it at the 5-yard line, but can't bring it in. Bobbles it. And it's an incomplete pass. Intended for number 47, Aaron Ginther brings up second and 20 for the Pirates.
He made an excellent effort with that, and he almost came up with it. He had it in his hands until he hit the ground, and then he lost control of it. So it'll bring up second and long.
Second and long with 6:10 remaining with the clock stopped. 21-0 Harbor Beach over USA. Had a turnover each way. USA couldn't convert on the after the second turnover on a fumble from Klasky. Turned it over at about their Harbor Beach 30-yard line, and it's been Harbor Beach moving left to right across the radio since. Slot receiver, Ginther to the right, flanker otherwise. We have a tight end, numbers 86, Avery Wayner, then Klasky and Puff in the backfield. And this is a reverse to number 22, Colpert, trying to move around to the right side, gets to the right hash of the 34-yard line before he's brought down. That's a gain of 6 for the Pirates.
Kay Jones made the hit for the Patriots as they came with an end around. Coach Shelke pulling out all the bag of tricks that he has in his offense.
Indeed. So Gavin Colpert has a gain of 6 there, his first carry of the night. And he has one reception in for 20 yards as well. So it brings up 3rd and 15 for the Pirates at the 34-yard line of USA. We have a receiver to the right, tight end, same set. Klasky and Puff in the backfield. Wayner to the right, and Ginther, the receiver, to the right. Back to pass. He's out to the 45-yard line. Little shuffle pass to Klasky. He caught it at the 40-yard line. He's all the way down to the 10 to the 5, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. A gain of 37 yards, and it's another score for Harbor Beach. Tacking on 6 more, it's now 27-0 Harbor Beach over USA.
I'll tell you what. Eli Kraft set the play up by faking to the left and then coming back to the right and then passing the ball and setting it up for the screen, and Klasky took it in for another 6.
Catch and carry for 37 yards from Kraft to Klasky. Klasky's first reception of the night on one try. Now he's up for the extra point with Esmaker ready to receive the snap. And there's the kick, and it's up through the uprights. Great looking kick there. And attacks on the extra point. It's now 28-0 foul remaining in the second quarter. It's been all Harbor Beach. And we'll be back right after this.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
And there's the kick from Ginther. Goes out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So the flags fly, and it's going to be out at the 35-yard line, where USA will take over, traveling right to left across your radio, as Harbor Beach leads 28-0 with 5:12 remaining in the first half.
Well, again, the Pirates are now in a position, they have a 28-0 lead.